However, here exists another principle, more superior to the political rule. What could this be? That in the church. This Paul mentions as well, instructing, "Obey those who lead you and submit to them, for they keep watch over your souls as those who will give an account." This rule is as superior to the political one as heaven is to earth, actually even much more. Firstly, its primary focus is not on punishing sins once they are committed, but rather on preventing them from being committed in the first place. When sins do occur, the focus is not on the removal of the sinner, but how those sins might be eradicated. This rule pays little mind to worldly matters. Instead, its dealings relate to heavenly matters. For our citizenship is in heaven, and our life is here. For our life, he says, is hidden with Christ in God. Our rewards are there, and our race is towards the crowns that are there. This life here doesn't end, but rather shines brighter in the end. Therefore, those who uphold this rule carry a greater honor, not only than political leaders, but even those who wear crowns, given they shape people for greater things. However, neither those who pursue political rule nor spiritual will be able to administer it effectively, unless they have first mastered self-governance and adhered strictly to their own laws. Governance over many is generally of two forms, as is the governance one exercises over oneself. The spiritual rule again surpasses the political, as we have already demonstrated. Certain professions, too, exhibit a form of rule, agriculture in particular. Farmers are like rulers over plants, fostering some while curtailing others. Similarly, the best rulers will elevate the good and orderly, while punishing the wicked who harm many. Therefore, Scripture compares rulers to vinekeepers. Although plants don't cry out like the injured do in our societies, they do exhibit their suffering by their appearance, wilting, overcrowded by worthless weeds. As wickedness is guarded against by laws, bad soil and plant deficiencies are addressed by this art. All forms of human temperament can be found here: roughness, weakness, timidity, aggressiveness, and steadiness. And some flourish to their detriment and that of their neighbors from the excess of wealth, while others suffer from poverty and damage. As rulers and kings deal with those who incite violence and wage war, constant attacks from wild beasts, erratic weather, hail, mildew, heavy rain, extreme drought also plague farmers. These things happen so that you always retain hope in God's help. Other arts do depend on human diligence, but this field of art thrives more as God tilts the scale and is primarily dependent on it. It needs rain from above, the mixture of weather conditions, and above all, His providence. For neither the one who plants nor the one who waters is anything, but God who gives the increase.